Hello and welcome to the T3 podcast, you lucky people. Coming up on this week's undeservedly good show, Nokia Migo, Hugo, Yugo, Nokia's new head man slams the company for falling behind in the smartphone race, ditching the first phone to feature its new OS before it even sees the light of day. So what now for Nokia on the eve of Mobile World Congress? Speaking of which, it's almost time. We'll be in Barcelona from Monday, where it's currently a balmy 15 degrees. Well, it is February. Find out what's in store. New HP WebOS announcements abound, plus bad news for Guitar Hero fans, and why the royal wedding will be a little flatter than we'd hoped. Speaking of flat, it's my co-host, the lovely Ree Morgan, and the man who takes walnut whip literally. It's T3's Mr. Duncan Bell. Welcome.
Hello.
Hello.
We're far from flat in this podcast.
Yeah, what do you mean flat?
I don't know.
Gosh.
We've got loads of intonation going on.
I was speaking ironically, of course.
Loads of intonation. Our intonation rules the nation.
Absolutely.
With version. As Musical As Youth once said.
Once almost said, yes. Duncan, your thoughts, your musings this week.
My musings this week. Well, I always support the underdog.
Yes.
And although I know we're going to talk about this in depth. Well, probably not in any depth at all, but we're going to skirt around this subject more shortly.
Jab at it with a pokey stick.
Yeah, although, obviously, I've said bad things about Nokia in the past. Yeah. Yeah, I did feel quite sorry for, is it Mr. Elop?
Yes.
Or was he the last one?
Steve.
They changed their CEO so frequently that I've lost track. He obviously made his speech, or sent around his memo, rather. But what annoyed me was the BBC and various other people said that this was like a Gerald Ratner moment.
Not so.
But I don't agree with that. I think it's really, like, if you admit that something's bad, that's somehow automatically terrible. But surely it's worse to continue pretending that something is good when it's terrible.
This is a moment when he needed to say.
Yeah, he sent around a memo saying, hey, I've just arrived here and I've noticed all our products are kind of shit and our competitors are miles ahead of us. What the hell are we going to do about this? Ratner's thing was like, oh, we sell all this stuff and it's crap, isn't it hilarious?
Yeah.
That's not the same thing at all.
No, exactly.
So I felt sorry for him. So I think I'm going to buy a Nokia phone.
My God.
You go.
I won't use it, of course.
Oh, okay.
That would be ridiculous. But I'm going to help them out by buying one of their more inexpensive phones.
Wow. Well, that's
and in other news,
almost top story.
Yeah. The cost of my broadband's gone up. So O2.
Who's your O2?
O2 has gone up by 30%.
Wow. No
admittedly,
way.
That takes it from £10 to £13.
Okay.
But if you put it in percentage terms, it sounds terrible.
They always come top in all user surveys, don't they?
Yeah, to be fair, I'm pretty happy. But I'd rather not pay 30% more than I was paying this time last month. Mm. Yeah. So I'm in two minds. I don't know if that's a complaint or a praise of O2 that I will continue to use them despite their...
Okay.
God damn it, I hate my weakness.
Why don't you call up and say you're going to leave and see what things they shower
change.
On you?
I imagine they'll say, bye then.
Oh, well.
We always hated you, Duncan.
Okay.
Get out!
You've heard your rant.
Yeah.
Forget it.
Oh, well. On to our top story, and it is that Nokia bombshell dropping just days before Mobile World Congress. We'll preview the conference in just a moment, but first those comments from Nokia Chief Executive Stephen Elop in full. This is what he said, okay, the condensed version. We are standing on a burning platform, which is a nice, it's painting a nice picture there, and we have more than one explosion, which is bad, I think.
It's getting worse.
We have multiple points of scorching heat that are fueling a blazing fire around us. He likes speaking in metaphors, I think.
Did he then go on to say, and then I heard somebody say, burn, baby, burn, disco inferno.
No, what he actually went on to say was, the first iPhone shipped in 2007. We still don't have a product that's close to their experience. Android came on the scene just over 2 years ago, and this week they took our leadership position in smartphone volumes. Unbelievable. On Symbian, he says, it's proven to be non-competitive in leading markets like North America. Symbian is proving to be an increasingly difficult environment in which to develop to meet the continuously expanding consumer requirements. If we continue like before, we'll get further and further behind while our competitors advance further and further ahead. He goes on to talk about Nokia's falling consumer preference scores and signs off again with Nokia, our platform is burning, just in case you didn't get it the first time.
I say good on him,
It's true. Strong stuff, but it's all true.
Yeah.
It's all true.
Finally.
Well, the one thing I'd slightly take issue with in his kind of self-flogging ritual there is the thing about Android,
because although of course Android has overtaken Nokia, Android isn't a maker of phone. Android is a
It's a platform
and any number of. I know. Obviously, platforms are important.
Yeah, but that's what it's all about now, isn't it? And that's Nokia's problem, is that they've thought they're a handset maker, but they're not.
Well, they are.
They're actually, yeah. Well, that's their problem. They are a handset maker, but they need to think that they are an OS, a platform, a environment maker, and they need to come up with a decent store, decent environment, and the handsets come after. You know, get the whole. Mm.
It's surprising how quickly these things can change, isn't it? Because
I
mean, it's hilarious now. Obviously, you want to go back to every message board you've ever seen. I don't really take part in message board discussions, but I've seen them or conversations you've had with people where people go, "Oh no, I love my Nokia. You keep your iPhone. Nokia's malware." Yeah, now the man who runs Nokia has said, "Why don't we have anything that's anywhere near as good as the iPhone? We've had 5 bloody years."
Their strength, good solid handsets, has become their weakness because that's all they concentrated on.
And to be fair, I mean, in recent years, their handsets haven't even been that good or solid, really. Have they?
No,
I mean, maybe in hardware terms, but in terms of
Lots of speculation now that Nokia is dropping MeeGo altogether. This is what they announced at last year's Mobile World Congress.
That was supposed to be the big white horse rescue.
This was going to be their Android or their iOS. They were going to bed with Intel, not a tiny player.
It was on the N900, wasn't it?
N9 was going to be the first one, I think.
Yeah, the MeeMo was on N900.
MeeMo.
That was MeeMo. Oh, then they went to MeeGo.
Yeah.
That was last year with Intel.
And now it goes. After Stephen's memo.
The first MeeGo handset where we were going to see at Mobile World Congress this year, it's been dropped.
Ooh.
There are now rumours.
Oh, yeah. Now, what's their latest ruse? Windows Phone 7.
They're going to get into bed with Microsoft.
Failed operating system, failed handset manufacturer.
Well,
it's a marriage made in heaven.
Exactly. Hold that thought, because there was a lot of speculation. Either they might jump into bed with Microsoft or they might go with Android. But today, Thursday, that is, Google's VP of Engineering, Vic Gundotra, has tweeted to say, "Two turkeys do not make an eagle." And he used the hashtag February 11, which is the date of Nokia's Capital Markets Day in London. So, does this mean that the Finns have shunned Android in favour of Windows Phone 7? Two turkeys, Microsoft, Nokia.
Or is he saying they would be foolish to do this? They should get into bed with us.
Maybe.
You don't have to get into bed with Android anyway. I mean, a lot of manufacturers are continuing to make non-Android handsets and Android, handsets.
Samsung is a case in point.
We'll Sony Ericsson.
Them.
Yep.
They managed to turn out equally terrible handsets both with Android and without Android, which I think is that's to be lauded.
Yeah, I mean, if they do take on Windows Phone 7, is that the right move to just throw your hands up and go, look, we've not done it right? Microsoft has got a decent platform. It needs some decent manufacturers to come on board and turn it into what it could be.
Some people do like Windows.
I'm not criticising Windows Phone 7 as an operating system. I'm not really criticising it at all. I'm merely pointing out that it appears to have disastrously flopped.
There's going to be more
support for it beyond the first wave of phones. Nobody's talking about it. I don't know anybody who's paid for a phone. I don't know anybody who's not a journalist who owns a.
But
Windows
could Nokia
phone
coming on board give it that momentum?
Well, maybe. I mean, it can't make things worse, can it?
Okay.
Because I think
let's look at it that way.
But Windows Phone 7 is for smartphones, and Nokia's strength is with mid-range. That's where they've got the biggest chunk of the market.
Yeah, but they don't want that market. They want the high-end, Apple Android and the iPhone is. They don't want to be flogging these really
rubbish
Symbian
handsets. But Android could be
mid-range
and smartphone. I don't think Windows 7 can go from mid, because you've got things like the HTC Wildfire, which is mid-range, and then you've got things like the Legend.
So, what about the Dell Windows 7 one that's not seen the light of day yet?
Well, I suppose the other thing is, though, that, I mean, Nokia's always been quite prominent in the business field, and Windows Mobile, obviously, was a very business-orientated, by which I mean terrible, operating system. But Windows Phone 7 seems to have slightly thrown out the sort of business baby with the crapness bathwater.
That's very true.
If you follow my...
Yeah.
It's an even worse analogy than the two turkeys. But I don't know. Well, like I say, I can't make it worse, can I?
Okay. No. Some interesting news out today on world market share. Nokia's still number one, but slipping from 36%, this is of all handsets, in 2009 to 29% in 2010 of handsets sold. Crucially,
At the end of last year, so the final 3 months of 2010, Android sales overtook Symbian for the first time. Now, the reason Symbian has always been high is because it's mid-range, it's on loads of bog-standard cheap handsets.
Yeah, loads of people used to it.
People in China buy it, you know, by the dozen. So Symbian has always sold reasonably well, even though not being very popular here. But the fact that Android has overtaken it is pretty significant.
The other thing to bear in mind...
This is why alarm bells have been ringing at Nokia.
Well, they should have been ringing a long time ago. But
well, yes, yes.
That's the problem. These things snowball because if you, I think I'm right in saying about 3 years ago, possibly 4 years ago, Nokia had an almost 50%.
Yeah, globally. Yeah, huge.
It's what's
so also, they've fallen, they've lost, what's that, 14%?
That's massive. They're down to 29% now.
29%.
Yeah, right. Which is almost half where they were not so long ago, but still
I mean,
not.
I suppose that's also due to new competitors coming in, but that's not.
Yeah, I mean, we bashed Nokia, news, but it's actually still not as bad as Sony Ericsson and Motorola, two what were giants. They have seen, in the last year, their share of the market half. Both been knocked out of the top five by BlackBerry and Apple, who are practically neck and neck. They've got 3% of the market each. The 2 and 3 spots are taken by Samsung, which actually grew in 2010, and LG, which slipped back.
Yeah, LG, well, the guy who ran LG's mobiles division had to ritually disembowel himself and leave due to the great dishonour.
Yeah, they haven't got many major smartphones is the problem.
Their phones are bloody awful as well. They're kind of new wave of phones they've got coming in looks quite good.
The new dual core mobile will be interesting.
Of any particular interest. And they were stuck like... I mean, Motorola, Samsung, LG, they do loads of other things.
Yeah.
I sometimes wonder how Sony Ericsson keeps going, because that's specifically like Sony. Sony do lots of other things. Ericsson do various other things, but that's like their...
Well, Sony Ericsson,
is make mobile phones.
It's a
phones.
Separate company. It's based in London. It's part owned by Sony. It's
I don't understand either. But yeah. In terms of... I wonder how on earth
where
they
going.
Yeah.
Such a big...
Maybe they're like...
Such a big name.
A money laundering operation. Maybe they're running guns secretly. Yeah, maybe there's some sort of...
And we still treat them as a major player, but then you look at the stats and it just doesn't add up. Same with Motorola. You know, we think Motorola, you know, big player, but really, you look at the stats.
No.
I think
they're still quite big in America, and America's important, I suppose. But
absolutely.
I think they haven't really had a winner since the Razr. They've had like a slew of new Android ones, but not huge, as big as
although
that.
The Defy is actually quite nice.
I have a Defy.
There you go.
Like my Defy.
Anyway, let's go on to some of the things that we're going to see this week. Two announcements actually coming before Mobile World Congress, but in Barcelona. They're going to be announced on Sunday night. The Samsung Galaxy Tab 2 and the Galaxy S2. Mm.
Do we know that for a fact?
I have seen the invitation. It's written on.
Okay, and it says both those things.
It says
is it by
things.
The Galaxy Tab 2? Is that the one? I think it was quite heavily mooted.
Yeah.
That's going to be, well, basically the Galaxy Tab, but larger.
But yeah, I think it's going to be 10-inch and it's going to be honeycomb. So it's basically going to solve the two problems with the Tab.
Well, I wouldn't mind seeing that. I mean, I thought the first Galaxy Tab was absolute bloody rubbish, to be honest. I mean,
It was the best you could do with what there was available.
Yeah,
basically.
Yeah. The Android, the OS,
which is not a lot.
I know, but I don't think. I mean, because we reviewed it quite favourably, and I was like, I had a play with it. Only briefly, but I was like, we've basically given this quite a good mark, almost in a sort of, oh, haven't they done well? In a kind of they've been very brave sort of way.
Yeah.
Like when you see a pensioner trying to run across a road or something.
Android, they're
doing all right.
Android tablets can't do well without Honeycomb. and what we've seen of Honeycomb looks very impressive, but we're really yet to start prodding it with our fingers and having a good go with it.
Yeah.
Galaxy S2, I mean, big seller, the Galaxy S, very
huge.
Popular.
Well, I think that, they should just, I dare say it'll be a bit faster. If they could just, I mean, because this is obviously me being a big London ponce, but if they could make it less plasticky.
Yeah.
I thought everything about the Galaxy S was really good, except I just wouldn't touch it because it was, ooh.
I know what you mean. I love the shape. I love
imagine.
I love how thin it was. The screen was nice. But it was just a bit plasticky. Okay.
Well, I mean, that's a stupid thing to say because plasticky phones tend to have better reception and blah, blah, blah. But to be honest,
I just don't care.
I like things that look nice. And that just didn't look nice.
Fair dues. Also on Sunday, Sony Ericsson Xperia Play, the PSP phone in quotation marks,
even though
it's not a PSP phone.
I just totes don't
like
care
we
about
thought
that.
It, would
it
look.
Does, but I'm kind of relieved it's not the PSP phone. It is the Xperia Play. It will run actually PlayStation 1 games rather than be a PlayStation phone, PSP phone. So it's not actually sullying the PSP brand as much as I thought it might. it's basically a PlayStation 1 emulator, and any Android phone will do that. Yeah. So this is just basically taking an Android phone, putting a gamepad on it, which makes it a great game, a great phone for playing games on. They're not going to be amazing games. They're going to be PlayStation 1 games and Android Market games.
I got one word.
If you want to play games on your phone, it's a good way of doing it.
And that's N-Gage, or is that two words?
Nokia N-Gage.
How about Nokia N-Gage is certainly two words, arguably three. I've got a certain number of words to say about it, and those words are Nokia N-Gage.
Do you remember Side Talking, the taco?
No.
Speaking of Nokia N-Gage, do you not remember the first generation Nokia N-Gage?
Was that the one
you
that
had to hold it side onto your face?
Oh,
I never attempted to make a phone call on it. I never attempted to play a game on it.
There was a whole website.
It just disgusted me.
I just wouldn't be seen dead with it, yeah.
Never mind. Google Side Talking, you'll see lots of websites from about 5 years ago of people sticking things to the side of their face. In the guise of the Nokia N-Gage.
I just thought that was a song by the Bee Gees.
No, there you are. Excellent. Coming up on Monday, the LG Optimus 3D.
Yeah.
Ooh, what's the USP of this one now?
It is the world's first mobile with 3D.
Well, they showed it off
world's
at
first
CES,
smartphone with 3D.
Didn't they?
They showed off the screen. They showed off the screen, but not the actual phone. So we'll get to play with it, hopefully, see how it works. Does it work as a mobile phone?
There's an element of danger here because, of course, we now know of danger. I'm trying to make this sound really dramatic, like I'm saying really dramatic to say. But we now know from the 3DS that, as good as it looks, it does rather knacker battery life. Mm. And if you're working that into a phone which does umpteen other things
that's
in which you
true.
Need to stay in contact with, I'm like, ooh, what's going to be? Maybe, you have to recharge it every 3 minutes.
Maybe
kind
the
of,
USB is
problem.
That you can only watch 3D on it.
Yeah.
Can't
you have to admire the screensaver or make phone calls. Yeah. You can't do both.
There we are.
I just admire the screensaver.
Rumours that we're going to see Android 2.4 ice cream or ice cream sandwich, depending on your preference, on ViewSonic's ViewPad 4, which is a 4-inch phone, I guess.
Did you look at this week?
Yeah,
I think
we've seen that, yeah. I've seen it, but not running.
Not running the new Android 2.4.
Ice cream.
Yeah, basically, I think it's 2.4 seems to be, from my understanding, and correct me if I'm wrong, it's essentially Honeycomb, but it can run on a non-dual core processor, i.e., it can run on normal smartphones.
I'm going to go with you, Dan.
Okay, good.
That's a fascinating thing.
Excellent.
I'd love to know. Yeah, because we were like, "Ooh, new version of Android. That must be good." And then it's like, "Oh, it's on something made by ViewSonic."
Yeah, it's a bit odd, isn't it?
I think everybody else in the office still thought it was quite good, but I was a bit like, "Ooh, ViewSonic, aren't they a bit?"
Yeah, they're not
below stairs.
They're not. Yeah, they're...
I'm just a terrible gadget snob. Like, I'm just a massive snob.
It'd be interesting to see the OS.
But what has ViewSonic ever made that's been any good?
I've no idea.
I challenge anyone to answer that.
Yeah. Oh, of course, there was the eponymous ViewSonic. That was an amazing, amazing gadget.
Was it?
I have no idea.
He's just made.
There's the ViewSonic screwdriver from Doctor Who.
Yes, there we are. That's the one. Finally, Steve Ballmer's keynote. Are we going to see more Windows Phone 7? Is he going to announce some amazing tablet announcements?
Is he
going to
be like, look at my tablets!
Bing, bing, bing!
Basically, is he going to say what we were hoped he was going to say at CES, which was, here's our amazing tablet operating system.
But he didn't do that last year, did he, at Mobile Congress? Because at CES last year, they kind of flashed the tablet, but then nothing's come out of it since then.
Stevie, you are disappointing us at the moment. You've got to pull out all the stops. Anyway, that's coming
with
on Monday.
With this lack of Ferrero Rocher.
That's coming on Monday as
we
well.
We want more analogies, goddammit.
You are not spoiling
us. So anyway, stick with us on t3.com where we'll be tweeting and bringing you all the latest in video and text form. Ree, you're going to be there, aren't you?
Yes. This is actually a Mobile Congress site, specific site.
Awesome. Which you can get through t3.com.
Yeah, t3.com/MWC.
Nice one.
Does it really not start until Monday?
It starts on Sunday.
Or a lot of the, officially it starts on Monday, but a lot of the...
There's big, a preamble.
A lot of the big companies are making announcements Sunday night.
Fair enough.
So tune in from Sunday night. Okay, lots more even to get through. So let me say, here is the news. HP has been a very busy tech company. Launched at its event in San Francisco on Wednesday was the HP TouchPad tablet, its long-awaited webOS slate. Drool-worthy specs include a 1024x768 display, a lightning-fast 1.2 gigahertz dual-core processor, and up to 32 gigs of storage. Plus, what HP is calling true multitasking, none of your pretend multitasking. It'll also play nice with your webOS handset, assuming anyone's got one. Just tap the two together and you can share a website, receive text messages, and answer phone calls on your touchpad. Just one problem, though. It won't be out till September!
Oh, how annoying. But speaking of webOS handsets, we've also had the new lineup announced, including the diminutive yet powerful HP Via, which sports a tiny 2.57-inch screen. That's tiny. And the HP Pre 3, which gets a faster processor and the largest QWERTY yet on a webOS phone. HP saying tight-lipped again about the release date, only telling us they'll be here by the summer.
Yeah, and have you noticed they've dropped the Palm name as well? Yeah. It's gone. Also gone, Guitar Hero has been given the axe. Get it? The shock announcement from makers Activision spells the end for the guitar thrashing hit and possibly its vinyl spin-off, DJ Hero. It's blaming steeply declining sales in music titles that have failed to keep up with its other big-name franchises, World of Warcraft and Call of Duty.
The rather pricey Nintendo 3DS has had a UK price drop even before its launch, but you had to be fast. It was only on pre-order for one day from Tesco via vouchercodes.co.uk, and it was at a tasty £197. So if you missed out, the moment's gone.
Oh.
Not to worry. Ooh. If you can find someone to chip in an extra 299 pence, Sainsbury's has taken orders for a solid £199.99.
Payday loans. Fresh in at the App Store and Android Market this morning are official BBC iPlayer apps for iPad and Android. New features over the Safari-based web offering are the option to watch live TV and even more programs to catch up on. Sadly, it won't work over 3G, only Wi-Fi. And you can't download shows to watch later. Bad news too for older Android owners. It's only for Froyo and Up handsets equipped with Flash.
And sticking with telly news, oh, I've got some bad news. There'll be no extra dimensional boost for the royal wedding.
What?
Boom. Despite Sky's best efforts, the palace says it's sticking with 2D for the marriage of Wills and Kate.
Ridiculous.
Saying the Abbey will be too crammed to squeeze in the extra cameras required. Still, it's not ruled out at some point in the future. So get your 3D specs ready for Harry's big day. That won't be televised. He's not going to be king. I'll be on like a webcam.
Someone will film it with a 3D bloggy.
Yeah. Nobody wants to see that many hideously inbred people crammed into a small space in 3D as well. Come on. We all know the real reason for this.
There we are. Time to find out what you've been tweeting to at T3DOTCOM. Duncan, two tweets for you.
Yeah, April's very own, Dominic Ariago. I don't know what that means. If that is like his girlfriend's called April.
Or born in April.
April's very own. That's a very romantic name anyway. Well done, Dominic. Yeah. He said, it's about time someone at Nokia noticed and said something about this.
Quite.
I assume he's talking about Stephen Bellop.
And
maybe, actually, he doesn't actually say what he's referring to, so maybe he's talking about something else entirely, the state of the toilets.
Or, he could work there.
Yeah. And Oz Osdil, whose real name is Osgur Osdil. Nice.
I see where they've got that from.
Name of the week.
There we are.
Nokia CEO Stephen Elop, spot on. We should have looked up how to pronounce
both
the name of his company and his name. Because it's Elop. Nokia, isn't it?
Someone ragged on you on...
Yeah, somebody slagged me off because I pronounced it correctly, but I can't remember what he said was the correct pronunciation.
Is it not Nokia?
I think he called you pretentious, basically, for saying it correctly.
Well, yeah, fair enough.
Anyway, what does Osdil say?
I hate myself for knowing how to pronounce things. He says, I've probably got his name mispronounced there as well. Nokia / Nokia should go ahead with Windows Phone 7 platform. Platform until Mego is ready to strike.
Attack.
Don't hold your breath, mate.
I've got one from David Dakota. You have your 3DS. Do we?
We do. Yes. We've had them in the office.
Well, it keeps on coming and going because they have to have a bloody security guard with it.
They did. Please, can you confirm if the cradle is an inductive charger?
Have we got the charger with it?
We haven't seen the charger.
So they just whisk it into the office under tight security and whisk it away again.
Yeah.
We still don't know then. Sorry,
it's
David.
It's not quite as actually a bored-looking PR piece. And turns up and files their name.
I was trying to conjure up a slightly more interesting image than that.
Looking at it, it didn't look like any induction would be going on. It just like there was a port into which you jabbed a USB thing.
No, that's true, because we had to charge it for our photo shoot and we just used an old DS charger.
Oh, how disappointing. Well, maybe there is.
That's it. I'm not buying one. No induction, no Duncan.
It's over. And Lord Otter says, I'm listening to reruns of the T3 podcast on Dave. I love the one where Beef Queen first appeared. He seems to be confusing us with Top Gear here, I think, which is an easy mistake to make, isn't it, Jeremy?
I know. Yeah.
Is that you? Is that me?
I hate Mexicans, me. They're all a bunch of lazy bastards. Was it lazy that they said?
That's it, we're going to be shut down.
The funny thing is, Mexicans aren't lazy at all. They spend a lot of their time.
Very industrious people, a proud race.
I hate Jeremy Clarkson anyway, so I hate Jeremy Clarkson a lot more.
There we go.
Why don't you die, Clarkson?
Steady.
No, I'm just using edgy humour. Oh, it's like it's in the general tone of the podcast, so listeners will not be...
You're turning it back on him.
Not be surprised, yeah. I'm just giving one in the eye to the politically correct brigade.
Excellent.
I started foaming at the mouth.
Daily Mail readers are rejoicing. Anyway, what have we got for our Gadget of the Week?
Fail. Oh.
Too soon, Dunk. This week, I have got the Samsung Wave
with
2.
Bada bing, bada boom, bada bada.
With bada. Yes,
with that's bada. Good. They're talking of failed operating systems.
Okay, enough with the songs.
Did they launch it in Baden-Baden?
Very good. Any more?
No,
any
that's
more
it.
For any more?
I'm done.
Is that it?
Yep.
Right, so here it is. It's quite chunky. It's quite big. It's got a 3.7-inch screen.
Quite slim, though.
It's
slim. Again, with the knots. It looks like it should be metal. Creaking. Yeah, it's got a bit of metal, but it looks like it would creak if you gave it a
violently
twist.
Rips it.
Yes.
You know, so, most things do, to be fair. But
yeah, but in the way that iPhones don't. When you look at an iPhone, you think, there's a solid piece of craftsmanship.
That's true. Oh, beat a man to death with an iPhone.
The old one, the 3DS, I think.
The 3DS was a bit.
It's a bit, yeah.
You're right.
So, yeah.
What were we talking about?
1 gigahertz processor.
Ooh.
In there.
Is it
running Android?
It's not Android, it's Barda, yeah.
Sorry.
So, look, lovely screen, nice native apps, as in Facebook, all those things, but once you get away from those...
No apps.
There's nothing.
There is an increasing number of apps.
Yeah, but by increasing, I mean...
Constantly point out to us, but
increasing because that's the only way apps can go.
That's true.
Technically, they're not pulling apps frantically from the store.
Apple do that a lot. I mean, technically, there is a possibility that at some stage the number of apps could,
I suppose,
go down at the app.
Is this another Windows Phone 7? Nice operating system, works very well, very slick.
Can have a look.
Nice looking phone, but
I don't. Yeah, again, I think apps is the big seller, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
I don't actually know. A Wave again.
Do you think people are buying this because they go into a shop?
Why is it called the Wave?
Because Barda means like sea. It's something to do with water. Okay. Barda does.
Because no one's going into a shop and going, I want a Barda handset, are they? So they're obviously going into a shop, picking that up and going, oh, this looks nice.
Yeah.
And the menus seem good. Yeah. I'll buy it.
Well, lots of people still go into shops and say, I'd like a Samsung handset. And so this is a... Nice looking.
So they almost don't know
that.
They almost don't know that they're buying a Barda handset.
I'm sorry. Why is the camera lens and the flash in a kind of horrible diamond shape?
Yeah, it's the same as on the last one.
Oh dear.
I know.
Once again,
I don't
take it away.
I'm exactly the same. I don't know why that offends me, but it does
because it's really horrible design.
Yeah, this sort of it's quite slick the whole thing, and then it's got this diamond shaped camera on the back.
That's like somebody who's got no idea about design or style, going, oh, we'll have a little bit of a flourish. We'll make the lens a diamond shape.
Have you actually used this as your phone for any substantive
period? I haven't actually used it. I got it today.
Okay.
I think the camera, even though it's diamond shape, is going to be its killer feature with 720p video. So that's what Samsung does well.
Yeah,
that's true. So
the cameras are quite good on these.
Yeah, they are good.
Yeah.
Very good.
Yeah.
In fact, it goes far as to say. But you wouldn't want to bring it out in public because people would go, ooh, your lens is diamond shaped. How terrible for you. No, you can't take my picture.
No, please don't.
Or is that just me?
Possibly just you. Okay, so basically, it's good in every department, but if only it had some decent app store.
If it only had a brain.
There we go. Excellent. Okay. I think we've nailed
it. So there will be...
Oh. I was too soon then.
We have to stop you there.
Go on.
There's going to be a video, full video, on our new video channel.
Oh, get your
video.t3.com. Ooh. Yeah, there's a new video channel. Check it out. Yeah, so the video will be on there.
Excellent.
Tomorrow.
Nice one. Which, incidentally, is when the podcast will be going out. So that means today, people.
Or if you're listening to it next Wednesday.
Yes.
4 days ago.
Okay. So, Duncan, you have been ferreting around on the website. and pulled something out of topical interest for Valentine's Day for all you lonely hearts out there. Is that right?
For some reason, because you said that to me, it just sounds disgusting.
It did, ferreting around on a website.
Pulling something out, websites.
Or not so lonely hearts, but more people who don't want to infuriate their other halves. Mm.
Yes. What Dan is trying to say in his confused way is, regular listeners to this podcast may remember that about 3 years ago, I think I'm right in saying, we did a thing about computer games, the best computer games or worst computer games for ruining your relationship, which is basically all computer games. But now... rush to t3.com and you can see a list of games to save your relationship.
How to repair.
To preserve, repair, yes.
So your marriage may be on the rocks, but by the magic of computer games.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, so go on.
Well, I thought the idea was that we were all going to pick one that we liked and talk about it.
I've picked one.
Excellent, just not Dan. Okay. Well, the one I liked was Dance, I don't even know, what's it called? Dance Something 2 for Kinect.
Dance Central, isn't it?
Yes. Because I've actually seen this in action. It does bring couples together. My brother and his sort of long-term partner, they play it all the bloody time because they've got a kid now. So I'm afraid their lives are over.
Yes, yes.
They no longer get to do really enjoyable things, so they have to stay at home all of the time.
I have played this with my nephew, who's six, but he was infuriatingly bad. And because I couldn't beat him, you know, but I was trying not to. But like, if I just kind of moved a limb, I seemed to score higher than him, whilst making no effort whatsoever.
Well, the great thing about those dance games is you don't need to be able to dance. In fact, you don't want to try and dance, because I got given a copy of, and don't laugh, the Michael Jackson Experience for the Wii.
I see.
And I swear to God, I've never broken anything playing the Wii before. Within 10 minutes of playing that, I had punched 3 holes in my lampshade. Not one, not two, but 3.
Perhaps not the way to
I was playing with my boyfriend.
Harmony.
I think he was all right because he's shorter. But it was like a proper Bee Gees style, finger up in the air
through the lampshade.
Mm. And I was stood immediately under the lampshade. And then the second time, I was like, well, I have to be more careful this time. And I still managed to do it. Because I just got really into it.
Okay.
But I've noticed with those games, if you can't dance at all, if you just watch what's on the screen and move in not at all in a rhythmic or aesthetically pleasing way, but you just put your hands there when it says put your hand there, put your hand there when it says put your hand there, wave it across your chest, you're going to look... It's nothing like
There's
dancing.
No style.
But you scored like loads of points.
Yeah, that's my experience.
You win.
Okay, so a game you can both enjoy. I can see how that would work.
It's keeping my brother and his...
there we are. Ree.
What do you say? Common law wife or whatever? Partner. They're not married. Long-term partner. I don't want to make it sound like she's some girl that he's just met. But she's not his wife, so I can't say why.
His other half.
Yeah. His other half.
Yeah, there we are. Yes. Ree.
Yeah, I've gone with Monopoly for the iPad. Just because
hold
you have
on
to
a minute.
Play it
hold
for
on a minute.
So
This is a surefire way to fall out, surely.
No, because you play it for so long, don't you? You're bound to get on.
Actually,
you spend days playing Monopoly.
Actually, playing Monopoly on a computer is not a bad way of doing it, because otherwise people come to it with all sorts of random rules that their families have had for years and they hold that are true.
That's
and
true.
That is the main source of arguments in Monopoly, I feel.
It
so
is.
If you're playing on a computer, the rules are set.
Yeah,
you know, you eliminate that aspect. You can have an enjoyable evening with your other half playing Monopoly for hours on end.
Exactly.
And you can't completely lose your temper and just like splat everything off of the...
As Duncan has just done and splattered water over it.
I do apologize. I thought
it's
that was
a good job.
I was
Adam,
trying to do a good sound effect or something
was,
being
yes.
swept off of a table.
It's a good job Adam isn't here this week because he would have been covered in water.
I wouldn't have done it if he had been here. Oh dear.
Excellent. Good. Well, on that bombshell.
Actually,
that
that's very much like the dancing thing. I've done it again.
You have.
I've just caused
shown
breakage.
Prime
my
example.
Physical ineptitude.
Oh, well, that is about all we have time for. Remember, t3.com has all the latest, including from Mobile World Congress, beginning with the first announcements on Sunday night. T3 is on the shelves and on your iPad, and we're back on Friday with a full roundup of the show. Till then, I've been Dan Maudsley, and you've been listening to the T3 podcast.